I'm joined today by Drew Bailey, Chair of National Federation of Young Farmers. Drew, thank you so much for joining me today. Firstly, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to you to be part of Young Farmers?
Young Farmers, to me, is about a sense of community, and it's about a place where we can all belong. And I found, you know, throughout my years within Young Farmers since I was 15, is that I've had that good sense of belonging, and I've made them friendships that are going to hopefully last for a lifetime. So being part of Young Farmers, especially not from a farming background myself, is actually, you know, it's helped me gain friendships across the country, where I can gain some advice, and in all sectors, not just farming. Some of my friends do various jobs, like one's an occupational therapist, one's a nurse, one's an accountant, one's a lawyer, you know. So we're a very diverse organisation, and that is very, very important, and helps everybody to be able to belong.
I think also that idea of you don't have to be from a farming background to be part of Young Farmers, and I think that message is so important. How did you initially get to know about Young Farmers, Drew, and get
I mean, it's funny you say that, like, you don't have to be the Young Farmers motto is you don't have to be a farmer to be a young farmer. And it's very true. And only about three so weeks ago, on the weekend of the election, somebody actually came up to me because we had a guest speaker in, and he was a farm vet, and he didn't actually realise that Young Farmers wasn't for non-farmers.
Yeah, I think that's a common misconception, actually.
Yeah, and that was only 5 years ago. He actually realised that non-farmers can join. So it's people just see the phrase young farmers and just see it as, oh God, I'm not a farmer, so I can't be part of it. But it's so not like that.
Yeah.
So a few years ago, again, I'm not from a farming background. My dad's a window cleaner. My mum's a housewife and does a bit of part-time shop work. And I've helped out on farms, same as my mum did when she was little. And then I knew people were in Young Farmers, but my brother actually was desperate to go, and he didn't want to go on his own.
Yeah.
So my brother, my mum and dad made me go. Yeah, they forced me to go, and he lasted 3 months, and I'm here 17 years later.
So, he only lasted 3 months.
Yeah, he only lasted 3 months. He was so desperate to go. But that is all part of the friendships that I gained.
Yes. That was a real friends. Important part of your kind of connection with Young Farmers.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that friendship's, like I say, hopefully are going to last a lifetime. You know, I'm friends with them people that I knew way back then. You know, I'm still friends with them today. So, and, you Lasting know, we're friendship. Always on the phone. We're always having catch-ups. So I think that's a really vital part of it. So, yeah. So, but then going into Young Farmers, I didn't know what it was about. I didn't know anything. We do such great things within Young Farmers, and you don't see everything that we do. And we are a diverse organisation, but it's not always seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially like, look at the competition programme. We do all the different competitions. We do 33 national finals, which vary from stock judging to all the way to like ballroom dancing or line dancing or floral art, you know, or cookery. It's just amazing of what we can actually offer people that people don't realise.
Such a like broad range of activities, whereas maybe the general public just see it as like the traditional farming activities.
Yeah, and
so much more.
Yeah, and back when it was probably first set up, it was probably more aimed at that. But you know, some of these competitions have been around. I mean, I speak to people now in the 50s, 60s, still remember some of the same competitions that were still going on. So, you know, it's always been a part of Young Farmers. And again, it's always about that sense of belonging,
mm-hmm.
which I've found over my time. And that's how I stayed involved within Young Farmers. And especially me being like when I came out as gay,
mm-hmm.
in Young Farmers, and coming out in the agricultural industry is not always easy.
No.
I remember someone said to me when they found out that I was gay, they said, you know, you've done such a good, you're so brave for coming out in the agricultural industry. And it's like, not many industries are like that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there are a few, you're going to get people that don't agree where whatever walk of life that you're in, but young farmers, for me, it's never been an issue. And like I say, it's just that sense of belonging. I wasn't afraid to come out into Young Farmers, and you know, and then friendships there that I've built, they don't care. Nobody cares nowadays. And I just think, you know, YFC is for everyone. And that's part of the big slogan that we're going to try and push throughout this year.
And that's what I wanted to touch upon, Drew. NYFC slogan is YFC is for everyone. And I just wanted to kind of talk about, you touched upon it slightly already, but your personal story and experience and how you hope to ensure as chair that young farmers clubs are a place for everyone.
So, like, in my time in Young Farmers, and like I say, coming out and going through that whole process of having that, it's hard anyway, never mind in, like I say, in this industry, but also coming out to your peers as well, but having that sense of belonging and knowing what you can achieve. And not many people have come out like before me. I know people that have come out and it, you know, they probably didn't, it didn't go the way they wanted to. But since I came out, more people have come out, and I've had some really nice. When I was first year as my vice chairman for National for NFYFC, I actually had somebody come up to me and say, "I think it's really good that someone that's gay is open about it, and in this role, and that's give some of their like one or two of their members in their county, the confidence to actually be, yeah, we're okay with this." And that's what I want to be able to ensure. And it's not about your sexual orientation. It's not about ethnic backgrounds. It's not about that. It's a whole wide range of inclusivity that we're trying to achieve.
If that line is that you can't be what you can't see, and if you've got those people, within positions like yourself, it gives that sense of belonging, doesn't it?
And I think that is key, and you'll hear the belonging term throughout this, I think, because it's so vital that people feel like they do belong in a community, and it's
And
like
YFC
one,
is that
yeah, and
community.
it's one big disfigured family. We are a family. And like I say, you meet people all over the country, and you know, Young Farmers, we are accessible to everyone. And what I want to help clubs and counties provide, I want us to help them to be able to keep going with the accessibility that they're already doing, but providing with more tools. We're planning on putting like some training modules together for the counties and the club members, so they feel more confident in being able to make it more accessible
And
and attract
support those
more
members.
membership. And we're obviously doing something right, because a lot of our membership now, over 50% of our membership now is under 18.
That's brilliant.
We're obviously attracting quite a lot of the young ones, and parents are feeling confident to send their young ones to Young Farmers. And we're very cheap for what you get.
In terms of your highlights today, what have your kind of most special moments been being part of Young Farmers?
Being part of Young Farmers, I mean, obviously being elected into this role because I feel it's my time to give back. I've done my time within Young Farmers. It's my time to be a role model, b give back my knowledge and experience. Hopefully I've got some. And just be there and be the link between NFYFC and the members. You know, and work out it is as it's we're all a collective, and we're all one big disfigured family. But some highlights for me is going to a national final, competing in the ballroom dancing about 6 years ago in Blackpool. You know, and it's things
But
like
that
I'm
was
going,
an experience,
yeah,
goodness.
it was, and you're like in a big ballroom and that, and you know, I didn't place in the top three, but we'd competed at county, area, and then on to national. And that's quite an achievement with all the people, all the teams you've actually gone through to get there.
100%.
And I've been through street dancing into my area rounds, which is in the East Midlands. And you know, it's such a diverse organisation. But the biggest highlight is the friendships, is like I keep saying. That is the biggest highlight for me. And everything that we offer is just phenomenal. We give people the opportunity to travel abroad for a fraction of what they cost to do an annual ski trip. We offer something for everybody. And that's what I want my highlights to be able to prove, that we can offer something for everyone.
And that's so important, isn't it? That offering for young people, particularly at the moment when, youth services, kind of the support and funding available for them is on the decline and not really there. Having young farmers clubs and being accessible for all, for people to just join and get involved and develop friendships is so important.
Yeah, and especially in the rural communities is where, especially in farming, farming's more
Really
a
good point,
very
Julie. Yeah, definitely.
isolated area and industry. But even in just a rural village, like in one of my local villages, there's a bus service twice a day. So if you can't drive any young, and there's not many young kids in the villages nowadays,
Yes.
because nobody can afford to live in there. So it's having that balance of it's giving people somewhere to go on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, or whenever they meet
Yes.
on a weekly basis, have a catch up, and just have that social aspect. And it's good for the mental health as well.
No, definitely. Some really good points there. Obviously, you're from a non-farming background, but you are now involved actively within farming. You were relief milking this
Yeah.
morning. Tell me how that came about.
So a few years ago, like I say, I used to help out on a farm. And then I was friends with his lads, and I again just got more involved every weekend. I was going up, and then one day he said, "Here you go, here's four sheep." So and it sort of grew, it grew from there really. So now I farm with my partner, and we've got a small flock of pedigree Blue Domain sheep.
Oh, awesome.
And a few commercials, and then we also rear some calves as well, some beef calves off milk, mainly Shorthorn crosses, and Hereford crosses, and trying to build on something that trying to build in an industry. And it's so hard at the moment with the price of everything.
Yes.
Money's always going to be an
Particularly
issue,
the
no
new
matter
venture
what.
as well. Yeah, no, definitely. But
Money's.
if you look back 10 years ago, did you ever think you would have a little small holding, Drew, and be in this
No,
position?
never, never, because it's always been a dream. But because I wanted to be a primary school teacher when I left sixth form, so I've got a geography, Spanish, and English language A levels, and then I decided education wasn't for me, and I'd done a bit of farming, and I thought actually I just want to start earning money, and farming is a way of life. It's not a job; it is a way of life. So. It's just one of them lives I chose. It's not the most, it's not the most profitable at times. So, but that's why I go work in other places to try and build for mine and my partner's future, is to try and build that. And hopefully it'd be nice one day to be able to get a farm. So if anyone's out there wants to give a farm, I'm all here.
You're advertising, we're here.
Yes, yeah, we're here.
Where do you see the future of farming, for that next generation?
I think with farming as a general, the age of like the typical farmer nowadays is getting older and older, and there's less and less new entrants coming in. And I think that we need to push people to be able to try and join farming, join agriculture. And it's not an easy way of life. It's 24/7, 356 days a year, and I think we need something to help the young people go in, and like, because there's a lot of farmers' sons out there, and I think sometimes they don't always want to take it on, and then it's like them farms there, and I understand and have respect for them farmers that have got a farm and they don't want to give up because it is a way of life. But is this something that we can do to make it, is it like a share farming aspect that we can offer? Can we offer more things for new entrants to be able to come in, and just to break that boundary down of the financial situation? So I think, and obviously no farming, no food.
Okay,
Is
the
is
phrase
it
that's being used quite
isn't it?
often
Yeah,
at the
so
moment.
but people take that for granted and they don't always realize. So, and I think farming just needs to be able to be more inclusive of helping new entrants and helping new people, because sometimes in these farming families, they don't want to let the farm go to a stranger, or they want to keep it in the families for generations, which I get and I respect that. But I think there needs to be a way that we can help new entrants and be more inclusive about it.
And in terms of that general public perception of farming, how would you describe that at the moment? Obviously, we've had farm protests happening, in Wales, but also here in England and in Scotland. And at the moment, it seems quite a critical time for farming. And how do you think we can improve that connection with the general public and consumers?
I think we need to build on the positivity of what agriculture offers. We don't just offer, it's not just the food. We're providing the materials for clothing, like within the wool and the cotton. And I think we just need a bit more collaboration. We need to build on the positivity that's going. And I know Wales Young Farmers, they're doing a lot at the moment with the Welsh Assembly. And I just think we need to just get that collaboration in. And the English government, right, and DEFRA are actually working really quite together and more collaborative. So
Big
I think,
collaboration is key.
yeah, collaboration is the key thing. And like I say, food and farming is important. We want to survive. It's a human nature thing to do. So farming, we need to look at the positive side of things and what good farming actually does, and the amount that we give our lives to feed the nation. I think, we just need to build on that positivity.
Key term that you've used throughout this chat is very much about inclusivity and making sure that a Young Farmers Club is representative of everybody that wants to join. In terms of agriculture as a whole, obviously inclusivity is something that's really important, being talked about quite a lot. There has been changes being made, but still, a lot of people would say that there is still a distance to go with inclusivity within agriculture. I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, there is nothing's going to change overnight. I mean, like I say, we need to get more new entrants in. We need farmers to think of new ways that we can entice other people in that aren't from a farming background to come in and actually look at the way of life and actually think, actually, because about half of them probably won't have even thought about what the farming life is. And actually, they might really enjoy it. I did. I wasn't brought up as a farmer, and I got into that. So, and
I think that
you
starts
know,
within schools, Drew, from
yes,
an education perspective.
yeah. And I think, and I know there are schemes out there where they can send some pupils to farms during day release or whatever they call it. But I just think that is key, the educational side of things, to know where people know where the food's coming from, because it sounds daft, doesn't it? But nowadays, probably not many people know where the food comes from at a young age, because they've not got that knowledge. But I just think we need, like I say, we need that education. We just need to be more open-minded with it and not keep it in the family for 6 generations when they don't actually want it. We need to see it. And like, obviously, like women in agriculture is getting more popular. Some of my friends, like the friend I said I've known for about 20 years, she's running her family farm now.
Awesome.
And I was talking to her about this the other day, and she said actually she's not found it difficult being a woman in agriculture, because probably 20, 30 years ago, it was probably a bit more like, oh, you're a woman, you can't do this. But actually, people are proving time and time again that we can do it. It doesn't matter away from who you are, you can do
People
it.
have a place, a role to play within an industry,
Yeah.
definitely. Just wanted to touch upon Young Farmers Club again in terms of its importance to the industry. Why do we need Young Farmers Clubs?
Need Young Farmers Clubs because it gives people the sense of belonging. It gives people the social aspect, the friendships, the skills. We're all about fun learning and achievement, and you can gain so much. I mean, years ago, I used to stutter a lot. My confidence was very, very down. Sorry, my dogs are whining.
Oh, don't worry. I
Yeah,
can hear sheep. I can hear dogs in the background, all sorts.
we've got all sorts here. We've got some K lambs in the back. And We've got so many skills that we can that people can learn, what people can pick up. It's not, like I say, it's not just a start choosing. You learn how to do, I know some lads even, they go into the floral art, they're not learning how to make a bouquet of flowers or make a Christmas wreath or, and like I say, we're all on about fun, learning and achievement, and that is what you can gain. And again, it's for that sense of community, belonging, and it gives people somewhere to go and just let your hair down.
And
And
trying
some,
new things, isn't it?
yeah, and for
Developing skills.
kids as well, it's a bit relaxed from the parents, and the parents the parents get a break,
Bit of a break as well. A
but there's so
win-win
many opportunities
situation.
as well. Like I say, you can travel abroad, you can do training courses for substitutes. There's so many different things it does for you that people don't always realize what it actually offers. People think it's just a social, but clubs meet weekly, clubs do various activities.
And I think
So,
that's probably part of your role, isn't it, Drew, as chair? You're trying to change that public perception
yeah,
amongst young
and
people, what Young Farmers is all about.
but we know, like I said, we're not going to change that overnight, we're not going to change it in a week, we're not probably going to change it in a year. But what I want to start doing is I want to open the door to people talking about it, and hopefully this campaign of mine is going to open the doors to actually people reading this article or listening to this podcast or whatever they're doing. They actually think, actually, I can be a part of that, and that could offer me something that I didn't realize it could ever offer. So, like I say, you don't have to be a farmer to be a young farmer. So, obviously, the name doesn't, we can't change the name, but we just need to change that public perception of what we're about.
And finally, if you had to describe Young Farmers in three words, how Young Farmers has changed your life. I know it's a tricky question, isn't it? But
Every
three
time
words,
this question comes up, I hate this question
how
because it's so hard. It's so hard. I would say belonging, community, and social.
Yeah, I would have said belonging community. Having spoken to you, just those are two key themes that you are really
They're the
passionate about,
biggest.
clearly.
Yeah, they are the biggest. That's what, and it offers you more than what you can put into three words. It offers you so much more. That's why I always find that question really, really difficult, apart from the fun, learning and achievement, because achievement comes with
No, real strong
whys.
messages there around community, definitely.
So it's just
Well,
belonging and community, really, and but the social aspect as well, because it gives you that chance to be able to let your hair down and get around,
no, definitely. Well, thank you so much for your time, Drew Bailey, and very best of luck in your new role as chair.
Cheers, thank you very much.